Hollywood in Crisis. By normal standards, a 6-minute standing ovation for anything, a film, a concert, a speech, is really long. But by U.S. director Quentin Tarantino's standards, it's not very long at all. 25 years after he took the Cannes Film Festival by storm with his Pulp Fiction, which won the 1994 Palme d'Or, Tarantino returned with a new film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. At the end of the movie's screening at this year's Cannes, which ended on May 26th, it received a 6-minute standing ovation, one of the longest at the event. After all these years, Tarantino's movies may no longer have quite the same boldness, but the ability to shock and to make you think remains an important tool in his work. This turns out to be the case even when he's dealing with real-life subjects, such as the U.S. movie business back in the 1960s. In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, award-winning Hollywood actor Leonardo DiCaprio plays a handsome, washed-up TV star, and U.S. actor Brad Pitt plays the TV star's body double and his closest friend. The two are going through a low time in their career and are somehow involved in a murder, which is based on a true case in Hollywood's history. The film is thought to be Tarantino's tribute to the Hollywood of old. And yet, it's also a story about artists who find themselves out of step with the times. How you like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood may depend on how much you like old guys, wrote Time reporter Stephanie Zakarek. People who see how the changing of the guard is leaving them behind, who are beginning to see the ways their bodies will betray them, who have seen their profession change so much that they can barely keep up. For a film like this, a 6-minute standing ovation is perhaps not that long after all.